This week we have news from the top secret frozen wastes of Redacted, an icy moon on the far edge of nowhere, where Commander Drake Duran is currently stationed on a daring engineering mission, tasked with maintaining the only ship capable of operating in the harsh, near absolute zero environment, a specially adapted keelback. He's proving that even the galaxy's most inhospitable places can't keep a Hutton trucker down. Commander Drake Duran's ship isn't the only bit of Hutton engineering braving the elements. He's also equipped with a specially modified Hutton mug, a thermally insulated double-braced marvel of design. Unlike the standard issue, which relies on the ambient frameshift energies to keep drinks piping hot, this version can keep beverages warm without bursting into ice crystals the moment it's poured. It has got a Hutton logo on the lid, though. Commander Drake Duran, part of Hutton's The Night Shift, American edition, his primary responsibility is ensuring that the cold-adapted keelback is always ready for action, despite the constant onslaught of frost, winds, and temperatures so low that even Thargoids are thinking twice about invading. The keelback isn't alone in its adaptations. To traverse the moon's frozen terrain, Drake Duran operates a one-of-a-kind special edition SRV. Unlike its standard counterpart, this four-wheeled wonder doesn't flip over at the slightest bump. It also lacks a handbrake, a feature rendered utterly useless as the mechanism freezes solid in these conditions. Instead, the SRV relies on good old-fashioned chocks to stay in place. It's an elegant solution in an environment where traditional technology simply laughs at your efforts and proceeds to fail spectacularly. Despite the icy desolation, Commander Drake Duran has discovered a few surprising comforts. Chief among them is the installation's facilities, which, inexplicably, feature an exact replica of Cubicle 3. Yes, the legendary olfactory experience from Hutton Orbital seems to have been faithfully recreated, much to his simultaneous horror and amusement. "I'm not sure how they managed it," he reported, "but it's uncanny. It's like I never left." As we speak, Commander Drake Duran is hard at work, keeping the keelback operational, sipping warm beverages from his trusty, almost but not quite, Hutton mug, and marvelling at the sheer audacity of Cubicle 3's interstellar reach. Here's to you, Commander Drake Duran. From all of us at Hutton, may your mug stay warm, your SAV stay upright, and your nostrils survive the relentless assault of space plumbing's most infamous legend. Oh, and if you happen to pencil in one more of the... I'll read that again. If you happen to pencil in one more item on the installation's scorecard rules, it's mandatory with every successful landing for the passengers to shout, "For the mug!"
In a bold move to embrace the latest in galactic communication trends, Hutton Orbital News has officially expanded our broadcast reach to a planet-side facility called Blue Galaxy, the latest shiny thing competing with the galaxy's Galtwit network. Galtwit, once hailed as the pinnacle of in-system chatter, has become oversaturated. Endless streams of "this liner is in the top 1% of all liners" and "give me all your tasty booty" have left many commanders questioning the value of reading yet another NPC's unsolicited opinion. The final straw for many came when someone tried to convince everyone that a Sidewinder had overtaken an Imperial cutter in a race. Now, instead of dodging walls of text and recycled in-system messages, Hutton Orbital News has found peace and clarity staring into the Blue Galaxy. It's quieter, it's shinier, and best of all, it's entirely free from debates about how to pronounce Leasty. However, questions have been raised about whether this particular piece of news regarding the delivery of the news is, in fact, newsworthy. An apology onion, ever vigilant in ensuring journalistic standards, or at least the appearance of them, has opened an investigation. Early findings suggest that as long as no one directly addresses this paradox, we can keep pretending it's all perfectly legitimate. Should an apology need crafting, rest assured, it'll be a masterpiece. To ensure our messages don't go unnoticed, thanks to the brilliant engineering of LCU No Fool Like One, we've wired up a special announcement automation. Every time a new episode of this very show is uploaded, the automaton broadcasts it far and wide. Why? Well, to make absolutely sure no one misses it, of course. I mean, not that anyone would miss it. I mean, surely no one has anything better to do on a Thursday night than tune into the latest news and rare commodity escapades and the occasional tale of Steve's misfortunes. I mean, if you do, well, you've got the automaton to remind you. Anyway, so next time you're staring into the void, wondering if your ship can manage another jump without the fuel gauge hitting red, why not glance up instead? As long as it's daytime and there are no clouds in sight, we'll be there, bringing you the galaxy's finest and silliest news updates.
Looking through recent messages here at the Orbital, it seems the quiet life at the Hutton Retirement Facility at Fort Mugg hasn't been as restful as anticipated. A wave of commanders who had once sworn off the cockpit have found themselves bored with holodramas, tired of backgammon, and disillusioned with the predictable charms of the medicine trolley. In a move that has delighted colleagues and alarmed orbital control staff, they're returning to active duty. Hutton welcomes these commanders back with open arms, but as they dust off their controls and recalibrate their firm shift drives, there are a few key updates and reminders they might want to bear in mind. Where did you leave your fleet carrier? For those struggling to recall where their fleet carrier was parked, it's worth checking in with Universal Cartographics. If that fails, your next stop should be the nearest scrapyard. They may have sold it off for parts after your extended absence. Just don't expect them to keep the crew entertained for 5 years. They've likely moved on to more reliable employers. Supercruise Overdrive is a double-edged sword. A recent addition to ship systems, Supercruise Overdrive allows for faster travel than ever before. However, it's not without its risks. A poorly timed activation can send the ship careening past its destination, earning the pilot not admiration but the dreaded loop of shame. Returning pilots are strongly advised to practice with caution or face an oh shit moment as the orbital goes whooshing past their fuel heads to the zero marker and it gets more than a little toasty in the cockpit. 3. What does this button do? After years away, returning commanders are often surprised by the ship's systems. That shiny new button on your console? Don't press it until you know what it does. One returning commander recently discovered the hard way that deploying all heat sinks simultaneously in a crowded docking bay isn't as helpful as it sounds. You remember that bit where we used to tell you to back up your keybinds? That's probably quite handy now that you're back to your ship. 4. What happened to Hudson? Dork you. Ignominy. A small paragraph in the history books. 5. Thargoids? It's okay, Vulcarius sorted them out good and proper. New ships? Yes, lots of them. Feet? Well, if you've been retired that long you didn't realise you now had feet and could use them, likely you'll want to attend Mrs. Crabapple's beginner's class on Wednesdays just off the concourse. Bring your own crayons. That said, lots has changed, but Hutton hasn't, so welcome back. We've reserved you a space at the bar. Though you still can't write.
In a surprise move this week, the Pilots Federation has backtracked on its abrupt removal of gold, shiny, and black ship liveries, much to the relief of commanders galaxy-wide. The trouble began after Christmas, when these popular paint jobs, introduced for the festive season, vanished from station inventories overnight. Commanders eager to make their ships gleam like polished bullion or disappear into the black were left frustrated and paintless, sparking an interstellar outcry. Communication hubs across the bubble were inundated with messages ranging from polite requests to thinly veiled threats. One commander declared, "If I can't have my golden python, I'm selling it for scrap. Another added, how am I supposed to intimidate pirates in matte grey? Caught off guard by the uproar, the Pilots Federation scrambled to explain, initially claiming that the paints were seasonal. But in a plot twist that no one saw coming, except perhaps the warehouse droids, it turns out that the shiny stockpiles hadn't been depleted after all, and instead they were sitting untouched in inventory, gathering space dust. Realising their blunder, the Pilots Federation quickly reinstated their liveries across station systems, inviting commanders to once again exchange their hard-earned arcs for those highly sought-after designs. A spokesperson offered a carefully worded statement. We value commander feedback and are pleased to make these options available again. Unofficial sources suggest the phrase seasonal oversight was muttered during the announcement. Commanders have wasted no time in restoring their ships to full glam. Starports are once again awash with radiant gold corvettes, shimmering black anacondas, and shiny sidewinders that look like they've taken a dip in molten chrome. Critics, however, warn that the Pilots Federation may now be on notice. One particularly vocal commander was heard shouting, "Next time, don't touch my paint," before storming off to buy another round of gold detailing.
Welcome to this week's Hutton BGS bit, where we knock on the door of the Hutton Situation Room, run and hide behind some buffer bins, and shout rude things at whoever answers the door until they throw their specially thermulated Hutton mug at us. This week we have finally expanded into 61 Cygni, which is sadly already occupied by elite rebel force, and is also overrun by Martians in the form of the Mars Congressional Republic Navy, which is the navy you join if you can get into the Federal Navy, or any other navy. Don't waste your time in this system, as we have another expansion pending, and this time it might actually be something good. Booms in 22 systems this week. Look them up, I can't be bothered going through that list again. Epsilon Indy has combined their boom with some civil unrest, so if you want to spice things up a bit, that's a good spot to go. Noe has an outbreak, and there are infrastructure failures in PSPF, LF2, and their NCs. There is an election in Hazel, and Banner Star is receiving investment again. But what does it all mean, I hear you ask? Well, if you want to truck it, then truck medical supplies into Noe, or food and machinery into PSPF LF2 and Narensis. You could truck in commodities and run missions in Barnard Star for fun and profit. The investment phase works like a supercharged boom, so it's a great opportunity. If you want to shoot it, well, you could always get yourself over to Epsilon Indy and swap bounty vouchers for Indy Bourbon. And that's it for this week's BGS bit.